Minus the Bear from Seattle are here to play live with their third full-length album, Planet of Ice, which came out this summer. Call it experimental or progressive, the musicianship of this band is not in question, particularly the tapping technique of guitarist Dave Knudsen. We'll talk in a moment, but here is a performance of White Mystery from the new album from Minus the Bear.
Bye. minus the Bear playing live for us today, and that is the conclusion of White Mystery from the new album. I'm really glad you guys are here because it brings up an interesting question for me, and that is, can we just retire the term indie rock? Because it seems kind of meaningless.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise we might want to describe you as a prog rock band, which is also equally as, might be more
nebulous.
Yeah, exactly. When you guys came together for the first time, I guess we can leave Alex out of this discussion because he's a later addition. But what did you start playing? What was it like when you first came together?
Well, it was based mostly around Dave's tapping technique, kind of incorporating the finger tapping idea into a more of a chord structure type of thing. And that kind of lent itself to a more electronic, dancey vibe. I think that we were kind of more looking for more of that tight kind of dance, kind of a little bit, you know. I mean, it wasn't, I don't know if you listen to a record that comes across that way or anything like that.
A little
but
bit.
Like it kind of, you know, at the beginning was a little more, not as loose.
That's Jake Snyder who writes the words and sings the vocals, and he's talking mostly about the guitar technique of Dave Knudsen, who actually on that was not so much playing the guitar as playing the guitar pedals, which was interesting. I guess those are samples in there as well. Mm-hmm. Alex Rose is the newest member of the band on synths, and the rhythm section is Corey Murchie on bass, and Aaron Tate on the drums is minus the Bear here. I'm actually glad you did White Mystery because it's my current favorite song, and I'm sure it's entirely due to the subject matter. There's a lot of songs about sex. It's not sex as metaphor. It's not sex as, it's not about relationships. It's about sex.
Right. Yeah.
So you're writing what you know, or?
Well, it's kind of like living vicariously through my lyrics, I suppose you could say. But
is it working for you? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sure. It's fine.
Now, here's a question. You're about to do this song called Dr. Liling, and on the album, it's followed by Part 2. And I just read a really learned review of this album that talked about how Part 2 was the beginning of the second part of the album. And I always assumed that Part 2 was the second part of Dr. Liling.
So did we, but that's an interesting perspective, too. I almost like it better.
Okay. So we'll just hear the first part of Dr. Liling today.
Yes, this is just the first one.
Watched you get in the taxi, your head.
This is When We Escape.
When We Escape, from Minus the Bear, playing live today. The new album is Planet of Ice. And thank you guys a whole lot for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely a treat. One more prog rock question, if you will. Why does progressive rock get such bad press?
It's inherently nerdy, I think. Yeah, it's like kind of this, you know, magic
to do
the
with
gathering
the,
thing.
The technique for technique's sake kind of thing too,
somewhat, but I mean I think that when it's done it's as expressive as anything, you know, for sure.
I would agree.
When it's done well. So
I would agree. Well, thank you guys again for coming in. A real treat.
Thank you.
Minus the Bear, and we shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.